Good morning, Philippa.
Oh, all good, thank you. It's Happy Friday today, so I'm really happy. Yeah, good. How about you? Nice to talk to you again.
It's so good, and I'm so excited about the start of this journey that we're both joining together to go on. We're definitely learning how to be comfortable in our uncomfortable zone, aren't we?
We definitely are doing a bit of that, Teresa.
So, welcome everybody that's listening to a We've Got a Message podcast. This is episode number one, and it's the first time that either of us have ever done anything like this. So, we're very excited and we're really practicing what we preach when it comes to growth mindset, challenging yourself, and doing things that you wouldn't normally do. So, bear with us, we're learning as we go. We're going to do a series of six episodes, and the theme around the first six is all about our coaching journey, why we've decided to be coaches, what led us to this place, and what it looks like to enter into a coaching relationship. And we can't wait to share with you all of our expertise to date.
Sounds great. I'm really looking forward to it as well, Teresa. And maybe we can start because our relationship is actually still in sort of the early stages, you would say, wouldn't you, relatively speaking? But maybe just to share a bit on how we met initially.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's do that. So, last year, we both took the plunge to train under the British School of Coaching to gain our qualification of an ILM 7 business coach and mentors. And it was on day one, around about exactly a year ago, that the screen opened up, and there we are on Zoom in this virtual classroom. And I don't know about you, but I was super nervous. I had, well, a lot of people call it imposter syndrome, but I know you've got a much better way of framing that, so we'll find out about that later. And there we are, looking at everybody from around the world. I mean, we had our peers in Honduras and in Malta, and then you're down south and I'm up north, and sometimes that feels like a world away from each other. And straight away, we just seemed to have the same energy, even through the screen, didn't we? And we bonded within those first few minutes. I think we both had that twinkle in our eye. I think our tutor, Martin, soon learnt that we both like to talk. We are the ones that put our hand up first to get the conversation going. And the most exciting thing was when we were put into the first breakout room and we were in there together.
We were, and it was so funny because it was the same thing. There was this click, wasn't there, and this chemistry. So I always wonder whether is it gut instinct, and then going, no, it's probably about a bit of experience of knowing who you resonate with well. So there was something that was in common initially, apart from obviously both being on this course together, and it may have been a bit about corporate career. We'd had a similar journey in large corporates. I think there was something about the authenticity piece as well that came across. You certainly had a positive energy, chatty, some common stuff there. And I think that initial spark then means that even though it's been a year, we haven't actually met each other face to face yet. It's still bizarre because the relationship has gone much beyond the initial learning relationship of being in the same cohort together. So I think that's been sort of incredible, and certainly I'm enjoying it. It's giving me energy.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. And I love the fact that we meet up quite regularly now through Zoom, and it's one of the highlights of my week. And it's interesting, isn't it, how you can build a relationship in different ways. And that's something that we're going to talk about when we come on to one of our future episodes, assuming that we work this one out. So listen, I'm really interested. Please share with, oh, well, remind me and share with our audience, what made you decide to travel this path and become a business coach?
So it's quite an interesting one actually, because I'd been with the same organisation on a corporate career for 35 years, which is obviously a lifetime. I knew that that path was going to come to an end during last year, and that I was going to part ways quite happily, on both parts, I think. So I'd started to really think about what was next. And it meant I was looking back over my, what I'd done during my career and what I'd really enjoyed. I'd actually started, it was in the energy industry, but I started selling coal in the UK. So like real gives you a hint as to how long ago I started. But within a few years, I'd actually moved into my first digital transformation project. And at that stage, it was really emerging technology. You know, we were bleeding edge, not even leading edge, but real bleeding edge of the technology side. And I was responsible for delivering a new application for internal sort of commerce. And we built it within 6 months, literally down in the basement of the building. So agile before agile was really invented. And I really got a taste for it because it was the way that not only the outcome, but it was the different people I had to work with in order to get to that outcome. And digital was connecting the dots between lots of different parts of the process. So I was absolutely hooked at the end of that, going, sales, schmales, you know. Sorry, we'll come back to you in a minute, but it was, this is the bit where I can see how everything connects together. So I spent 25 years then working on different transformation projects within the business, you know, mostly customer facing, after that. And each time it's this cycle of you build and you collaborate, you go, you know, really hard, you have an outcome, and then you move on. And so there were some elements in that, obviously, that had resonated with me during that 25 years of doing that, that I loved. And it was boiled down to I liked the change and I really liked the people side of things. And that was the collaboration with people. But it was also that you could see that when we came into a project, we came in one sort of stance and we left changed by the end. So there was always growth and development. So those two elements really resonated with me of I like something which is about the people, the collaboration, developing people, and then having a change as a result. So coaching, then, you know, having done it with teams quite naturally over the years, I just felt like actually this is something that I could really spend more time on. Because I get a lot of energy from it, and I had got satisfaction from seeing others grow significantly from having coached them in the business context, but actually then to take it out and say, can I apply this elsewhere? So that's sort of where I came from, and how I arrived at the ILM 7 coaching course with British School of Coaching. So yeah, that was me, but maybe, you know, understanding a bit from you about your plan, and then how did that manifest itself? Did you stick exactly on the plan, or did you do a little bit of deviations? And where are you now in comparison to maybe your plan?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Great question, because mine has definitely been a squiggly career. It's definitely not followed a linear path. But I just want to pick up on a couple of things that you said there. When we talked about our relationship and how we had this natural energy together, and you talked about your career and starting in coal and liking digital, and we've got to know each other, and our styles and our business are very, very different. Yet we have completely complemented each other in so many ways. I am much more of a creative, whereas you like detail and spreadsheets and facts and data. And yet we are able to deliver something similar but very differently. So therefore we can meet the needs of different people. I started out all those years ago in food, and I stayed in the food industry for 25 years. Loving what I did. I started off in product development, working with herbs and spices over in Northampton. I then moved to a pie factory in Bolton. And then I ended up in the big brands of frozen food. And many of you will have had those products on your plate at some point throughout your lifetime. And it was great working with the supermarkets, selling millions of pounds worth of really important things, frozen food, into the supermarkets. You know, at the end of the day, whenever we went through a recession, I was always quite confident that I would have a job because everybody needs feeding at some point in time. And I used to sell fodder, so to speak. But what was so great about it was that I got the opportunity to build teams internally and externally. And I loved it. And I know that's what the part that you talked about that you loved so much, watching that change, watching that growth. I loved when we built a field sales team in one of the companies that I worked in, and we had all of these relatively young people join us, and we gave them all a Mini Cooper, and they were quite new, and we sent them off onto the motorway with a map, not a sat nav, with a map, and said, right, you must visit. I think it was about eight stores every day, which was hard going in those days, and then spend your day in the freezers. So how do you motivate them? How do you encourage them? How do you inspire them? Because that could be quite a lonely job, and working through that and getting the data out and collaborating with external providers to understand that data was just tremendous. And we did things in the field then that were quite revolutionary in the frozen sector, which was quite a dead-end, dull area. Then moving on to building graduate schemes with another business that got the graduates in and around the company, and going around different departments, and then coming into sales and getting excited about sales, because at the end of the day, you either love it or you hate it. It's not for everybody, but there's so much more to offer. And then the bit that I loved the most, and this is the bit that I bring into coaching on a regular basis, was building those partnerships with our customers. You know, at the end of the day, people buy from people. So it was about relationship building. It wasn't really about, well, it was about the product, but it wasn't really specifically about what we had to offer. It was the service. It was how I would connect with their business and through their departments. And I always used to say, I want to know more about that customer. So the buyer in that customer, I want to know more about his business than he does. And that's what got us the breakthroughs. And it was just great. So as you can probably tell, I threw everything into it. And then I crashed.
Definitely.
And then I crashed and burned. And so I took a few years out. I set up a network marketing business. So then I went from massive global scale to small entrepreneurial scale. And that gave me the ability to see things and take skills from one area to another and really see what the difference is in business, which has then led me to coaching. And here we are today. And I am so happy to be able to offer space to people that. Safe space to grow, to explore, to find their potentials, to knock down those barriers and help them be the best versions of themselves, whether that be in work or whether that be in life.
No, it's true. And do you know what I'm also finding? I'm sure that you've had the same thing is, I mean, I was in one industry for 35 years, but the skills that you pick up along your journey as a manager and then really amplified through the certification, they're applicable to any industry because it's the individual each time that you're actually coaching. So I've been having experience with utilities companies, with cloud services, with non-profit, as well as energy industry, where there's different clients. But actually, the needs of the individual, it doesn't matter which industry it's in. And I'm sure you've had the same experience as well, coming out, and starting your coaching side, that actually it's not about the industry you've come from, it's about the skills that you've got that you can then use to really unleash the potential in the clients.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm currently working with a dental manufacturer. I mean, what do I know about that type of stuff? But it's not important, because what's important is about the people side of it and creating, as we said earlier, that space for them to grow, for them to explore skills that they probably don't realize that they've even got. I did some work with an amazing marketing, social media, content, PR company, which was very trendy. Very young. I went into their offices and I felt like a granny. But we loved what we created, and that was just fantastic. So, yes, you're quite right. And we're going to touch on, aren't we, about finding the right coach for you, and how to make sure that you found the person that resonates with you. And that person isn't necessarily a mirror image of what you do. You don't want to be looking in a mirror and seeing your same reflection coming back. It's important that you find somebody that's got the skills to help you be the best that you're going to be. Not, it's not about their skills as in their previous career, so to speak.
Yeah. And feeling like you've made the right choice then, Teresa? on this career path?
Well, I'm hoping that that comes across in abundance because absolutely, I am loving where I am. My daughter said to me a little while ago, and she's gone into nursing, she went, Mum, I'm exactly where I'm meant to be and I'm loving it. And I said, ditto. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. This is the sort of the second chapter for me. And I love the transformations. I love seeing the results. And I know there is so much more out there that we can create. What about you? Is it all thumbs up?
Yeah, it's definitely thumbs up. I think it really is where I know I get the energy every time, I come out of a coaching session, then I feel, if you get the feedback, whether it's verbal or non-verbal, you suddenly see this ping and the body, all of the movements change a bit. I definitely feel like I get a lot of energy from it, seeing the impact that it has. And there's I think when I started talking to ex-colleagues, then they're all going, yes, it's your calling. This is what you should be doing. So I feel very confident in the choice made and excited for what comes next as well.
Well, isn't that fantastic? I'm so delighted, and we've really created something special here. So, as we come to the end of our very first episode of our podcast, what would you say is today's message?
So it's really about forming relationships generally, but what is it that gets that instant connection of chemistry? Making sure that you've got something in common, but also something that you can give in to the relationship and also get out. So it's that balance, and it's about really trusting your instincts as well. So I think we both trusted our instincts and then followed that to form a deeper connection. And it will lead, I think, quite nicely into our second episode, where we'll be talking a bit more about how do you choose the right coach for you for your current situation. So, just understanding a little bit about the relationships and how they form, and then what could that mean for you if you're looking for a coach.
Fantastic. I can't wait. So we're going to be posting every 2 weeks our wonderful podcast. So come along and join us and let's find out what the messages are as we go. Take care. Great to see you, Philippa.
You too.